I am ready, I think. So, and I seem to have lost my file that I was looking for here. We are here. The first position that we have up for election, let's just jump right into it here. First position we have up for election is that of first vice president. The name of Sarah Harris has been placed into nomination. So, do I hear any other nominations? Do I hear any other nominations? And one more time, do I hear any other nominations for position of first vice president?
I move
Mr.
nominations be
President.
closed and Sarah be elected by acclamation.
Second.
Okay, I heard a motion by Jeff and a second by, I believe that was Larry.
It was.
So, as we have done before on these nominations or these votes, unless I hear in the next few seconds that there are at least 10 hands raised in opposition, I will declare
There is
Sarah
one hand
Harris winner.
raised.
There is one.
Yes.
Okay. Only have one note or one hand raised. So we'll give it a few more seconds to see if we have any other notes or any other hands raised. Going once, going twice. Is it still just the
Yes.
one hand there? All right. Well, in that case, I am going to declare that Sarah Harris has been elected by acclamation. Congratulations, Sarah. Would you like to say a word or two?
Sure.
While I
I
waste
just
some
want
time.
to sure. I just want to thank everybody for continuing to have faith in me and my creative and sometimes outside of the box ideas. And I look forward to continuing to serve in this position alongside all of my fellow board members and Gabe. Thank you.
All right. And
Gabe, we have a lot of people in we have a lot of people in the panel, and I wonder if we could move some of these down for the voting because it's going to be hard to watch play both places. So,
I think you probably want me to stay, though.
well, I
Yeah.
can't count your hands well in the panel. So, if any of you don't need to be in the panel, it would really probably help if I moved you. If that'd be all right. If you otherwise, we can do it. We'll do whatever. Charlene keeps raising her hand and will not let us put it down. So, do you want to recognize Charlene?
Yeah, let's go ahead and see what
Charlene.
Charlene has to say.
Okay.
Yeah, what I need to say is nobody can make any floor nominations right now because everybody is froze, is blocked. They're all all muted. We can't unmute.
That's correct. You have to raise your hand.
Right, you'd have to raise your hand, Charlene.
Okay, because I just wanted to make sure because
Yes, that's the way it's supposed to be.
okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Menu bar. Audio now unmuted.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll try to watch the panel the way it is, but it's just a little harder because there's like 16 of you.
Okay. I don't even know who's on the panel right now, but yeah, we probably could move a bunch of folks. Jeff has declared his opposition to being moved.
Well,
Thank
the only
you,
reason I
Jimmy
wanted to
here.
stay was because I may need to talk to you about what's
Yeah.
going on.
I'm fine about anyone that needs to stay, but and we can just go on. We can make it work. I just commenting that there's quite a lot of people.
Well, I think some people are popping in accidentally on
Yes, I do too. I do
panelists.
too. I absolutely do too. That's, so I'm if you are on the panel side and you don't think you need to be, if you would raise your hand real quick, we'll just move you.
Here we go.
Mike Phil. That's good.
Thanks, Phil.
Yeah.
And I found the document that I was looking for. So once we're ready.
Yeah.
Gabe, this is Stephanie. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you, Stephanie.
Just for clarification, I want to make sure I'm on the panel side.
I believe you are currently on the panel side.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Would you like to remain on the panel side?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Artis is letting me. Good. That's helpful. Okay. Any of these will be helpful. Thanks.
Let me know, Deb, when you're ready for us to go on.
Okay. I think that's the only ones that volunteered. So I'm fine. We'll go ahead.
All right. I'm going to give in one more plug here to Humanware. Thank you to Humanware. I'm thankful that I work there because it gives me the ability to have multiple Braille devices to try to use to open up the document I'm looking for. Okay, so you said we're ready to go.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. And so the next position up is the position of secretary. And the name of Linda Perel has been placed into nominating. And so do we have any other nominations for the position of secretary?
And again, if you're on the panel and you want to nominate someone, just to do it out loud. I'm not going to watch for hands until we vote. But if you're in the audience, you need to raise your hand.
Yes. So number two, are there any nominations for the position of secretary? And for a third and final time, are there any nominations for the position of secretary?
Mr. President, yes, I move that all nominations be closed and that Linda be elected by acclamation.
Okay.
Sarah, and I second.
So motion by Guillermo, second by Sarah. And we'll give it about 30 seconds to see if there's anybody that wants to object. But if I don't hear Deb say there's 10 hands up within about the next 30 seconds, then we will declare Linda winning by acclamation as per the motion. Do we have any hands going up?
Oh. Deb? No, sir.
Nope. Nope. Okay. Going once, going twice. Linda, congratulations. You are secretary for another 2 years. This is Linda. I think Linda's on the...
Linda, raise your hand.
Your humble secretary is very happy indeed to serve another term in this essential position. It's a lot of fun. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks and congratulations again, Linda. Okay. And now we have 5 director positions. And we're going to take these up in the order in which they were reported by the nominating committee, both in writing last week and in Frank's report last night. So the first position we have from the nominating committee is the name of Steve Bauer. Do we have any other nominations for this director seat? Any other nominations for a director seat? Somebody's unmuted. And for a third time, do we have any nominations for director?
Mr. President?
Mr. President?
I think I heard, is that Andrea that I heard just
it's before? It's me. Yes. Yes, sir. I move that nomination be closed and Steve Bauer be elected by acclamation.
And Larry, since I heard you just after.
Yeah, Andrew, go ahead and give it to me. That's fine.
You're going to second. All right. So we have a motion and a second to elect Steve Bauer by acclamation. And so we'll give it about 30 seconds here to see if we have 10 people raising their hands.
So far, you're missing the one. You only have zero. Took you a while.
Hey, I've said many times, and I'll say it again for the record, math ain't my strong suit or anything with numbers.
It would have been funnier if you'd have been muted, King. Then she never would have gotten a response.
Yeah, it looks good. You have.
I'm okay with missing a one on this one. All right. So we are going to declare Steve Bauer winning by acclamation. So will the real Steve Bauer please raise his hand?
Actually, I think I'm here. Am I unmuted?
All right.
You're good.
You are here. Okay.
I didn't want to say that horrible phrase, but anyway.
I was teasing you, Steve, because earlier when Guillermo joined, he came in under your name. So that's why.
He thought maybe I was coming under his name, but I guess Rob made two Steves. CCB family, thank you. This is an honor to be, by acclamation. I love all the stuff that CCB is involved with, and be it the legislative seminar or the On the Move project or, fighting for web accessibility for the state park system, all these little projects. And there's just hundreds of us that are involved with different things like that. And I thank you for your trust in letting me do my part to move on the effort for two more years. Thank you.
Thanks. And again, congratulations, Steve. Next up, director seat number two for this evening, the name of Christy Crespin has been entered into nomination. So do we have any other nominations for director? Any other nominations for director? And again, just so I don't get accused of reminding folks, if you want to make a nomination, please raise your hand. And for a third time, do we have any other nominations for director?
Mr. President, I move the nominations.
Number one this time.
Closed. I knew if I kept going, I would get it.
Second.
Okay. Christy Crespin be elected by acclamation.
Second.
All right. And I think I heard Steve just before Andrea on that one. So Larry moves. Steve second to elect Christy by acclamation. So we'll again give it about 30 seconds here. And hopefully our one is still missing. So any movement on the hands there?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Don't see any.
Okay. None. Okay. Everybody's sitting on their hands. Good. We don't like objections. Okay. Not hearing any hands going up. We are going to declare Christy Crespin the winner by acclamation. Congratulations, Christy. And I think Christy's probably on the participant side, yeah?
Hello, everybody. Thank you so very much. I'm excited. This is going to be a good year. I get to retire and spend more time with CCB and doing good stuff, advocacy, education, and loving on my family. Take care, guys. Thank you.
And now that she keeps telling us she's retiring, that means we get to find more work for her to do. All right. And moving right along here, seat number three is that we have the name of Nellie Emerson that has been placed into nomination. Do I hear any other nominations from the floor?
I'd like to nominate Warren Cushman, please.
Okay, the name of Warren Cushman has been entered into nomination. Are there any other nominations?
No.
I think that was two. And for
there
a third
were two,
time,
but it was both Cushmans, so it's all
okay. It's all they went down after
we got
that nomination. Okay. All right. And so for a third and final time, are there any other nominations from the floor? Okay. Do we have a motion from anybody?
I move nominations be closed and we hold an election.
All right. I guess that's tonight's answer from Linda of why we're here. To do an election. Okay. Yeah, I should have asked this earlier, but do I have somebody that could be a timekeeper?
I can do that.
Because, okay. Thank you, Steve. Because what we're going to do is each person will get 5 minutes to have the people of their choice speak for them. And the way it works is we will have Nellie's two people speak first. And then Warren's two folks will go after that. And so just however much time the first person takes, then we'll ask Steve to tell us how much time is left on the 5 minutes. So Steve, when we're ready, if you can set a 5 minute timer and then just tell us how much time is left on said timer when the first speaker is done. So we'll have Nellie's two speakers speak first, and then we will hear from Warren's two speakers. So Nellie, I'm going to ask who the two speakers are first before we have them actually speak. Nellie, who are your two speakers going to be? Let's do this. Nellie and Warren, if you could both raise your hands.
Yeah, so if you get them all at once, that would be good.
Yeah.
This is Nellie.
Yeah, go ahead, Nellie.
Christy Crespin is going to be my speaker, and I will ask Bob Acosta to be my second speaker.
Okay, so we'll have Christy go, and Christy is going to go first, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, just want to make sure I wrote them down in the correct order. So we'll have Christy and Bob, and go ahead and stay unmuted, Nellie, and if we can go ahead and get Christy and Bob to raise your hand so that you actually did we get Warren unmuted?
Yes, I'm here.
Warren, who are your two speakers going to be, Warren?
So my two speakers are going to be Eve Maitland and Jason Holloway.
Okay, so if we could and Warren, go ahead and stay unmuted as well. So if we could get Christy and Bob and Eve and Jason to raise your hands. And so we can get you guys all unmuted. While folks are getting unmuted, I'll just say what we're going to do is after the speeches are all done, then we'll proceed to the voting. And what I'll do is at that point, I will read off the name or the phone number for the info line. And then we're going to have people start, or the we're going to have delegates for chapters and affiliates start unmuting. And what I'll do is I'll call three or four chapter affiliate names in advance to ask you guys to start unmuting. And then as you unmute, we'll confirm how many votes you have and tell me how you're doing that. And we're going to have Lisa taking down the affiliate vote. As people, and while we're doing all of that, then folks will be calling or texting your given phone number. Give them your name and the name of the person you are voting for. And remember, it doesn't matter if you misspell the name if you send a text. It'll be counted anyway.
We're ready.
Okay. Thank you. So, Steve, are you ready for with 5 minutes on the timer?
I am, sir, with my trusty HumanWare Brilliant, ready to go.
Beautiful. So, Christy, when you are ready, go ahead and start speechifying, and Steve will start the timer.
Hello, everyone. I want to ask you to please place your vote for Nellie Emerson. This is her second term. When a person comes on the board for the first time, for the first term, they're basically learning the ropes. Nellie's involvement with guide dogs, with the seniors, and with her other activities with other organizations allows her to get to know people and have people's ear. She's very passionate and willing to do the work that people ask of her. I hope you will vote with me for Nellie so that she may have a second term. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Christy. And Steve, how much time do we have left on the clock?
3 minutes and 53 seconds.
Tell me when to begin, Steve. Wait.
Bob, just go ahead and
I'll start as soon as you start talking, Bob.
Oh, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my great honor to nominate Nellie Emerson for this position. This is not a game on the board. This is not who's most popular, who's fun at parties. Our board needs experienced people. Nellie was a founder, one of the founders of Guide Dog Users, Inc., the oldest and largest guide dog consumer group in the country. Nellie is an expert in rehabilitation. She has done her work well. Whenever we have a rehab problem, we go to Nellie, and she is holds no bars. I mean, she doesn't say, oh, I work for him. I can't hurt the department. She wants to help blind people. In the last election, she won big over a good candidate because people kept saying, I was her client. She's my friend. I can trust her. And that's what I'd like to say. You can trust Nellie Emerson. This is her second term. She will not let you down. Ladies and gentlemen, please cast your vote for Nellie Emerson. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Bob.
I can sing. No, that's good.
and we still have time on the clock. Eve, are you unmuted? So, Steve, do you have the clock reset to 5 minutes? Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so Eve, when you're ready, start speaking, and Steve will start the clock.
Okay, I'm ready. On the state level, he has served as chapter president. He's been chapter president of our local chapter. He's been affiliate president. He's served on the resolutions committee, legislative committee, constitution and bylaws committee, has been a member of CCB since 1991, has been a member of both San Francisco and ACB Capital Chapter in Sacramento. His priorities include, hold on, I can read this, helping blind people with benefits such as SSI and SSDI, and he is also very much aware of issues pertaining to transportation, and I would strongly recommend that you nominate Warren, that Warren Cushman be nominated as a board member. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Eve. And Steve, how much time is left for Jason?
3 minutes and 51 seconds.
So Warren Cushman is one of the first people I met when I joined ACB in 2014, and CCB for that matter. His passion for CCB was contagious. His first love is advocacy. He is very passionate about advocacy work. He is the governmental affairs liaison for the San Francisco chapter, as well as first vice president of the San Francisco chapter. He keeps all of us informed on bills that we should support and contact our local congressman about. He's especially concerned about public transportation, about the Braille and Talking Book Library, and about affordable housing. Warren also has a desire, as many of us do, to see younger people join the affiliate, to make have more diversity in the affiliate. He will go out to where young people are and mentor them, just like we heard a lot of people last night talked about the people that mentored him. And he will help go to where young people are and bring them into the affiliate. I hope that you will consider Warren Cushman, and if you'd like to see some new blood in, on the board and bring some passion and energy, I encourage you to vote for Warren Cushman.
Okay. Thank you, Jason. Thank you to all of the speakers. So, and Jeff, we know that the ladies are standing by, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So if you do not have, well, let me start over. Earlier this week, and I think again today or yesterday, your information for voting, your phone number that you have been assigned, should have either been emailed to you and or called. You would have been called with it. If you do not have the phone number that you have been assigned to call or text, then I am going to read the number right now, and I will read it a couple of times during the voting. So the number you're going to call if you do not have your voting line is 916-204-4649. So again, that's 916-204-4649. But if you have your number, then don't worry about that. And just go ahead and call the line that you have been assigned to. And with that being said, if my display will quit jumping around on me here.
Margie has her hand up. Are you taking it?
Margie, is it regarding these elections here right now?
She has permission to talk.
Yes, it is about the elections. Okay. Can you hear
me? Okay. Yep, we can hear you.
Okay. If we get the voicemail, should we leave a message?
No. I don't think voicemail shouldn't have been set up on these.
So oh.
If they don't answer, then just call back.
Keep calling. Thank you. Yep.
And the phones will stay open for quite a while here until a few minutes after we're done with the delegate vote. But yeah, sorry, I should have said that. Good question, Margie. Thank you.
Chris,
there's another raised hand. Yeah.
Okay.
Again, can you repeat that? Our delegate could not be here tonight, so I'm filling in. And if you could repeat that phone number, please.
Okay. Well, Chris, you're not calling that for the delegate vote. You're only calling that for your individual vote.
So what about delegate vote?
The delegate vote, as soon as we're done answering all these points of inquiry, I'm going to start reading off the chapters and affiliates.
Gotcha.
And the delegate or alternate delegate will need to raise their hand and you know, get unmuted so that they can tell me and Lisa how you're doing your vote.
Okay, sorry about that.
And Gabe, can you just remind people again that number you called is only if you forgot your group number or lost it?
Only if you have forgotten, lost, or for some other reason do not have your number that you would have been emailed or gotten a call in the last couple of days saying, when we do elections on Friday night, here is the number you will call or text.
But and again, they won't take your vote. They're just going to give you your number. Right.
If I don't have my number and I call and she answers and I say, hi, this is Gabe Griffith, and I do not know what number to call for voting, she's going to look me up and say, okay, Gabe, this is your number to call. But again, that is only for the your individual vote. For the chapters and affiliate vote, we are going to commence with that. So we are going to ask for the ACB Capital Chapter delegate, the Active Blind Inland Valleys delegate. And when I say delegate, I mean delegate or alternate. And Bayview, let's go ahead and do four for this round, as well as the Braille Revival League of California. So if you are the delegate or alternate delegate for any of those four groups.
And if you're on the panel, you don't need to raise your hand when he's ready to take the delegate votes. You can just vote. We have one hand. So,
okay. And when I hear somebody... You know, tell me your name and which chapter or affiliate you are representing. And
number 879 at the end of the phone number.
And Gabe, this is Stephanie. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, Stephanie.
All righty. You just let me know when it's time to cast my delegate vote. Thank you.
And you are the ACB Capital Chapter, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you have eight. I should have double checked. Lisa, are you still there and ready to be taking the votes down?
Yep. I'm
ready. Okay. All right.
So I was just Stephanie tell with you the that. ACB Capital Chapter, you have eight votes.
Yes, the ACB Capital Chapter casts six votes for Nellie Emerson and two votes for Warren Cushman. Thank you.
Six votes for Nellie and two votes for Warren. And I will be repeating what I heard, so don't mute yourself right away just in case I say the wrong thing or forgot or something. Thanks, Stephanie. So we have ACB Capital Chapter. Do we have any of the others that
I don't have any hands?
So if you are with either,
here they go.
Okay. Who do we have?
Okay, it's 510 area code 0424.
Patty Nash, Bayview Chapter. Five votes for Nellie Emerson, two for Warren Cushman.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say you have seven votes, so...
Do they count?
No, that's okay. That's okay, Patty. I just want to make sure. You said five votes for Nellie and two votes for Warren?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Patty.
Sorry.
Good job. We're all figuring it out as we go here, so thank you. Okay, do we have either Active Blind Inland Valley or Braille Revival League of California?
Ah. It's 408 area code. Wait, is that? No, I'm sorry. I take that back. There are no raised hands, looks like.
879.
Oh, there we go. Yes.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Linda from the Active Blind Inland Valley chapter.
Okay. Linda Smolsky, and I have you guys with five votes.
Yes, and our five votes are going for Nellie Emerson.
Five votes for Nellie. Okay. Thank you, Linda. So we're still looking for BRLC.
I have Karen.
Karen.
Hi, it's Karen Schroeder with the Braille Revival League of California.
All right. And you have five votes, Karen.
So we will do four votes for Nellie and one vote for Warren, please.
Four votes for Nellie, one vote for Warren. Thank you, Karen. And so next we have the California Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss. And maybe what I'll do is start telling who the delegate is. So we're looking for either Frank Welty or Jeff Tom on those. And
both been on the panel, so this.
All right. Do we have either of those guys before I... Oh, let's don't go see ahead and hands. See who next is.
Yeah, Jeff's oh, here,
both, but... This will be on the panel. Then we have the California Council of Citizens with Low Vision, so CCLVI, that we would be looking for either Bernice Kandarian or Valerie Reese-Lerman. And after that on deck, we also have... California Library Users, who is going to be either Phil Obregon or, oh no, not him, Larry Gassman. So, do we have any of those yes. folks that?
Yeah, we've got yes, Valerie. Valerie. Valerie's ready.
Phil should be in the audience.
Phil's here. I got
okay.
him.
Got him. Okay.
So, we have Valerie with, who did I say Valerie was with CCLVI, right? For CCLV. Valerie, are you there?
Yeah, Valerie, you need to unmute. Phil is unmuted. Go ahead with Phil.
Phil and Phil.
California Library Users.
All right, Phil, you have I'll five votes.
And five votes for Nellie Emerson.
Five votes for Nellie. Okay. Thank you. And do we have anyone with either
There's of Valerie.
The affiliates?
Yeah, I'm unmuted. Is Bernice?
Yep, you're muted. Oh, Bernice?
Yeah, hi. Is Bernice around? Because she's supposed to be doing the voting. I'll do it as an alternate. She's not here, but she should
Wait
be.
Wait a minute.
Have we seen
yes,
Bernice?
Yes, put up her hand. And I do know what she looks like. What it, I,
You know what she looks like?
I don't see her.
Okay.
Did Phil already talk?
Yes.
No, Phil has not. Yes, Phil did.
Yes, he did. Yes, he
yeah.
did.
Yeah,
he did.
Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Phil did.
Thank you.
Good thing we got a cadre of people keeping me straight here. So, yeah. Valerie, would you like to cast the CCCLV vote?
How many votes do we have?
Five.
I would like to.
Hey, this is Bernice.
There's Bernice.
Okay, there's Bernice. Bernice.
Valerie, you should not call in unless I call you and tell you to call in. Okay. The California Council of Citizens with Low Vision places three votes for Nellie Emerson and two for Warren Cushman.
All right. That's three votes for Nellie and two votes for Warren.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, Bernice.
I don't have any more hands.
Did I hear Frank? I thought I did.
I was going to say, I still have not marked off CAAVL.
Frank?
There's Frank. Go ahead, Frank. You have five votes.
Frank, sorry, technical problems. California Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss votes four votes for Emerson, one for Cushman.
Three for Nellie Emerson. All right. But did you say three and two?
No.
Four and one.
Okay. Four for, see, and this is why I asked folks not to unmute. Four votes for Nellie Emerson, one vote for Warren Cushman. Thank you.
Yes.
All right. And our next group of delegates to be called is CCB students, which is going to be either Andy Tom or Aaron Espinoza.
Got Andy.
Andy.
Okay. I was going to say, if Andy isn't right there, then we'll just have Jeff yell out. Andy, are you unmuted?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right.
Five?
You have five votes.
All right. Four, Nellie Emerson, one Warren Cushman.
Four votes, Nellie Emerson, one vote for Warren Cushman. Thank you. Next, we have the Contra Costa chapter, which is going to be either Earl Rabb or Roxanne Stallings. CCB Fresno. Okay.
Yes.
So then we have CCB Fresno, which is either going to be Roger or Suzanne Hood. And we have the Glendale Burbank chapter, who is going to be either Kevin Berkery or Andre Green. So who do we have with a hand up?
Those are all good. So the phone number, 788, ending in 7088.
Yeah, this is Earl Rabb from Contra Costa Chapter.
Earl Rabb from Contra Costa Chapter. Okay, you, sir, have 5 votes.
Yes, 5 for Nellie Emerson.
5 votes for Nellie Emerson. Thank you.
And Roger?
5 votes for Fresno for Nellie Emerson.
5 votes for Nellie Emerson.
And Kevin?
I'm here. 5 Burbank. Votes for... How many do we have, Gabe?
You have... you have 6 that. Votes.
All right. 6 votes for Nellie... 6 votes for Nellie Emerson.
6 votes for Nellie Emerson. Easy for us to say, right?
Can I confirm that was Glendale Burbank, correct?
That was Glendale Burbank. Yes, Kevin had 6 votes for Glendale Burbank for Nellie Emerson.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. No, it was good to check. Next, we have the Golden Gate chapter, which is Martin Jones or Foster Brown. We would be looking for the Golden State Guide Dog Handlers, Inc., which would be either Margie Donovan or Cody Meyer. And we would be looking for Greater Bakersfield, which would be either...
Here's Margie.
Giovanni. Let me read these names real quick. It'd be either Giovanni Fonseca, or their alternate is Diana Gonzalez. So it needs to be either the delegate or alternate casting the
Margie
vote.
Margie Donovan cast 5 Margie votes.
Margie Donovan.
Well, GSGDHI cast 5 votes, Nellie Emerson.
Okay, let me find you here. Golden State Guide, GSGDHI, 5 votes. You said Nellie Emerson?
Yep.
All right, thank you, Margie.
Chris?
Gabe, our delegate and alternate delegate are
Chris,
both...
It has to be either the delegate or alternate delegate casting the vote. If well, one of them is could... not here and able to cast it, then unfortunately we're not going to be able to count it.
Well, that's 6. Okay.
But as per the CCB bylaws, Sarah, correct me if I'm wrong, but as per CCB bylaws, it has to be either the delegate or alternate delegate casting the vote.
You are correct, unless it was changed in credentials, which it was unless, not.
Right. So on the credentials report, those are the 2 names we have, so it has to be one of them.
We have no more hands.
If you're able to get them on here before the end of the delegate votes, then they can cast a vote. Okay. So we were looking for folks from either Golden Gate or if Chris can get hold of his delegate or alternate for Greater Bakersfield. Otherwise, the next grouping that I will call would be Greater Long Beach Chapter, which is either going to be Jose Lamalle or Shelby Felter. We have Greater Los Angeles, which would be either Pamela Metz or Guillermo Robles. And we have the High Desert Chapter, which would be either Robert Acosta or Ruthanne Acosta. So do we have any of those folks? I know we have to have some of them around.
Oh, yeah, we do. We have the phone number ending in 610.
That would be me. This is Pam Metz and Greater Los Angeles. How many votes do we have?
You have 5 votes, Pam.
Well, God, my Jesus. We cast all 5 votes for Nellie Emerson.
All right. Greater Los Angeles casts 5 votes for Nellie Emerson.
Shelby.
Yeah, this is Shelby Felter.
Shelby,
for
you are with
Long Beach
and yeah. You have 5 votes.
5 for Nellie.
5 votes for Nellie Emerson. And let's see, who else did I say?
And Robert
the Desert. All right, Bob, you have 5 votes. Bob?
Oh, Bob?
No.
There you are.
Okay, thank you. I'm unmuted somehow.
You are.
We cast, High Desert cast 5 votes for Nellie Emerson.
5 votes for Nellie Emerson. Thank you, Bob.
Great.
Next up, we have the Humboldt Council of the Blind with either Gavin Smiley or James Forbes. We are looking for the Inclusive Diversity of California, which is going to either be Harold Lopez or Maria Smith. And we're looking for Inland Empire, which would be either Christine Bailey or I'm probably going to mess this up.
Are you ready?
Is it Edel Galaviz?
Mm-hmm. This is Christine anyway. Bailey. Yeah, it's Galaviz. Christine. Got it right. Edel Galaviz.
Okay.
This is Inland Christine. Empire. 5 votes.
Give me 1 second. Wait. Okay.
Christine Bailey.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Okay, Christine Bailey, Inland Empire, you said 5 votes for Nellie Emerson?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
Dave.
You, Christine.
Bye.
Guillermo Robles has left the meeting.
Oh, Guillermo Robles has left the meeting.
Okay.
Has Maria S?
No, she's not. She was technically next. So, Maria?
And let's see, Maria, you are with. Maria, you are the alternate delegate for IDC, correct? Is Maria unmuted?
Yes, she is.
Maria?
But we don't hear you.
I thought I gave her permission to unmute.
You did. She's unmuted.
Yeah. Okay.
She's actually unmuted. Yeah, she's looks good. But she is not being heard.
Hello?
There you go.
Yep, we hear you now.
There you go. There was technical difficulty. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm calling for inclusive diversity.
Okay, and you have 5 votes.
5 votes. So 3 votes for Nellie Emerson and 2 votes for Warren Cushman.
3 votes Nellie Emerson, 2 votes for Warren Cushman. Thank you. Do we see either?
Mr. President?
Yes, Jeff?
The votes have apparently stopped coming in. So if I don't have the vote tabulation yet, but if you still haven't cast your individual vote, I would urge you to do it ASAP.
Well, remember, we said we'd leave them open for a couple, we said we'd leave it open for a few minutes at least after the delegate vote.
I have no hands though right now.
Okay. And okay. Yeah, and I think Humboldt, you haven't heard from. So I think here's a good place,
Dave,
just a reminder.
This is Stephanie.
Yes, Stephanie.
Can I please have a number to the main voting? I am individually having a challenge.
I was just actually literally just pasting it and going to give out the info number. That's the one you're asking for, right?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Yep. thanks for asking. I was literally just about to read it off. So perfect timing. That number is, again, 916-204-4649. Okay, so next up, we are looking for the Orange County chapter, which would be either Andrea DeKlotz or Debbie Kessler.
Andrea's here.
Andrea is there. All right, Andrea, you have 5 votes.
The Orange County chapter proudly casts our 5 votes for Nellie Emerson. Thank you.
5 votes for Nellie Emerson. Okay. Next up, we have the Randolph Shepherd vendors, which would be either Paul Patchy II or Tristan Kelly. We are looking for San Bernardino Council, which would be either Deborah Gossett or Theodore Wilbrecht. And we're looking for the San Diego Braille Club, which would be either Charlene Ornelas or Ethel Kirtley. So do we have any of those folks?
Mm-hmm. Paul.
Paul Patchy.
Paul Patchy with Randolph Shepherd Vendors. You have 5 votes.
We cast 5 votes for Warren Cushman.
5 votes for Warren Cushman.
Hey, this is Chris Fender, real quick. Sorry to interrupt you and your voting. Giovanni should be logging in anytime. So sorry for the confusion.
When he logs in, have him raise his hand.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right.
We have Charlene.
Charlene with
San Diego Braille Club.
Here, Charlene.
San Diego Braille Club.
Yep. Give me just a second here. You have 5 votes.
5 votes, Nellie Emerson.
5 votes for Nellie Emerson. Okay. And do we have
Giovanni?
Giovanni.
Yes, hi. Can you guys hear
you
me?
You have 5 votes. Yep, we can hear you. You have 5 votes.
Okay, we're going to give 5 votes to Nellie.
5 votes for Nellie Emerson. Thank you. And next up, we have the San Francisco CCB chapter, which is going to be either Shana Ray or Peter Pardini. We are looking for the San Gabriel Valley chapter, which would be either Nick Gutting, is it Guttinger? Or Constance Greismer. And we're looking for the Silicon Valley Council, which would be either Mike Keithley or Susan Glass.
This is Shana Ray from the San Francisco chapter.
Shana Ray, give me 1 second to find you in my list here. We have San Francisco chapter. You have 7 votes.
4 votes for Nellie Emerson, 3 for Warren Cushman.
4 votes for Nellie Emerson, 3 votes for Warren Cushman. Thank you, Shana.
Peter?
Peter was with San Francisco, so.
Okay, we have the first one. There's a Joshua with a bunch of
fun. They've had it. They
voted. Okay.
It's Peter.
And Peter was with San Francisco who just voted.
Okay. Mike Keithley also.
Okay. Mike Keithley with Silicon Valley. Mike, are you unmuted?
Yes, I'm here. Mike okay. Keithley, this delegate for Silicon Valley.
Yep. And I assure you having I show you having 10 votes, Mike.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
The Silicon Valley Council casts 10 votes for Nellie Emerson.
10 votes for Nellie Emerson. All right. Thank you, Mike.
Oh, you're just muted, Peter.
Uh-oh.
That's okay. Be careful there.
Well, that's okay, because unless Peter had something different,
okay.
Shana.
Okay, have we got Peter? Okay, so he's covered? Okay, then.
Yeah, Peter was the alternate for San Francisco. Okay. Do we have either Nick or Constance for the San Gabriel chapter?
All right. Now, we have Nick.
All right, Nick.
Oh, here we go.
You unmuted there, Nick?
Yeah, he should unmute.
Oh, did I?
No, don't touch him. Don't touch him.
Okay, Nick Gudinger, San Gabriel Valley chapter, 5 votes for Nellie.
All right, San Gabriel Valley, 5 votes for Nellie Emerson.
Okay, we don't have any hands right now.
Okay. So
we have Mark.
That is to say, next we have Yosemite Gateway. So,
okay.
Margaret Buckland Garcia is the delegate.
Yosemite
Margaret, you have
Gateway.
5 votes.
Yosemite Gateway casts 4 votes for Nellie Emerson and 1 vote for Warren Cushman.
4 votes for Nellie Emerson, 1 vote for Warren Cushman.
Okay. No hands right now.
Okay. That has worked our way clear through the list. Let me double check.
Gabe, this is Lisa.
Yes, Lisa.
I'm showing Golden Gate chapter still not voting and Humboldt Council not voting. And San Bernardino.
And Greater Bakersfield hasn't voted yet either.
Yes, they did.
That was Giovanni. That's
correct.
Was it? Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
Golden Gate chapter, Humboldt Council, San Bernardino.
How did I not mark off Bakersfield?
Hey,
okay.
We just got,
909-327. There we go.
Okay.
This is San Bernardino chapter. Theodore Wilbert from San Bernardino chapter.
All right, Theodore, you said you were with San Gabriel?
San Bernardino chapter.
I'm sorry.
All 5 votes. Nellie Emerson.
All right. San Bernardino, 5 votes. Nellie Emerson. Thank you. Do we have any other? So, no, Lisa, you.
Yeah.
What was that game?
I said, who is it? So, at this point, it should be.
At this point, it's Golden Gate chapter and Humboldt.
Okay. So I think at this point we are going to declare that they are not going to be casting a vote because I have not heard anything from them. And so we will close the delegate votes and move on to the last couple of minutes of the individual vote. And so at this point, I think I'm going to mute myself. Sarah, will you take
over?
How
long are we going to be? How long will we be doing this game? My dog wants to eat.
Let's see, because we're going to probably kill about 5 minutes here, and then we'll have Lisa announce the...
Yeah. Winner, and so if we won't start another one of these crazies for a couple minutes, so Diane can
take
care
of it. No, you've probably got at least 5 or 10 minutes.
I have emailed the vote to Lisa. for the individual vote.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Jeff. So, Lisa, you should be getting that. And Sarah, are you at a spot that you can take over for a few moments?
Hey, Frank, can I bug you for a minute as CAAVL president?
You may. Hey, if the mute button doesn't bite me again.
No, you're good. You're good. Hey, okay. Why don't you talk about how CAAVL is doing these weekly support calls? I'm grabbing you because you're real easy to grab and you're the president.
Sure. Put you on the spot. The California Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss is doing a number of things. One of the things that we've done is we've started a weekly support call for seniors living with vision loss, and all are welcome. So watch the CCB email lists and the happenings for more details, but it's Friday mornings at 10 o'clock.
Frank, if they're on ACB radio and listening, is there a way for them to contact and get involved?
I would say go look on the CCB website under our chapters and affiliates page and look up the contact information for CAAVL, and we can follow up. And as long as I have the microphone, I'll bet that after this long meeting, people are getting hungry. And I'll bet chocolate would be really nice right now, wouldn't it? CAAVL can help with that too. So watch for our chocolate fundraiser announcements.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Frank.
Sarah?
Yes.
Yes, Kevin. Frank, a nice lead in, Frank. If you've got a case of wanting a snack, Glendale Burbank chapter has its Terry Lynn fundraiser. Mostly, you know, nuts, some chocolates, trail mix. It's all very good. And you get them for a special occasion or if you're just hungry. If you need to know the website, the address is, or I mean, the to call us is abazin@bazincommunications.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks,
Sarah. Bob Acosta just called me and he's got his hand up, but he says, I don't think they see me.
Oh, I definitely don't see you, Bob. I've never seen you before in my life. But Diane, could you help Bob out? And then we're going to pass it back to Gabe.
And then whenever we're ready, I hear rumor that we have a result.
Wait a minute, Lisa, can I send you a quick update on the vote?
Yes, Dad.
To make it legal?
Yeah. Okay.
You can hear me?
You are open. Yes. I can hear you loud and clear.
My hand is tired. It's been up there forever. As an old fundraiser, I got to speak again for the Cavalry, California Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss. We're making good money selling C's chocolates. I'll make it short. It's a long night. If you want any information, watch for our flyer. But if not, Bo Acosta, Acosta, 818@gmail.com. Bo Acosta, 818@gmail.com. And we'll send you a flyer. We're doing good with that fundraiser. Thank you. C's chocolates.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
I'm glad I gave Bob the time to pitch CAAVL. See, I knew there was updated. Hey, so Lisa now has my updated vote. So we're all done.
Okay.
Awesome. And they got double time too.
They did.
I know. Now okay. I think I'm going to definitely go buy some seed candy.
As I say, the more plugs for seed candy we can get. Lisa, do you have the updated vote ready?
I do. The votes are all official.
Okay. Let's hear some results.
Delegate votes. 123 for Nellie Emerson. 20 Warren Cushman. Individual votes. 90 Nellie Emerson. 12 Warren Cushman. Total. 213 Nellie Emerson,
32
Warren Cushman.
Okay. And real quick, Kevin, Diane, can we get everybody muted? Or and also, if everybody that have been unmuted, if you could re-mute, that'd be super. Yeah. Thank you.
I was just going to say somebody is unmuted making a bunch of noise. So.
Let me see.
Okay, we just need to get all the... You guys are going to go on to the next election, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let's
after,
take...
After Gabe announces...
Right, but I just want to get rid of all these extra hands that we've got up now, if we're done taking comments.
Yeah, because we're going to move on to the next election.
Okay.
All right.
Say we could probably let Nellie speak, though.
Yeah.
Well, I was gonna say it does sound like Nellie is the winner there. So Nellie, if you'd like to say a couple words.
Yes. Hi, everybody. And I just want to say thank you so much, all the members and friends from CCB. I am so delighted, and I will be with you and working with you and for you during this next term. Don't hesitate to. Contact me if you have any concerns at all. I'm here for you. Thanks again.
And Sheila has her hand up again. Are you going to recognize Sheila?
Before we recognize Sheila, as is tradition, Warren, do you want to say a couple of words?
Okay, yes, I'm online and my phone is about to die, so I will be brief. Thank you for the opportunity to run for the CCB board. It's been a humiliating experience, and I congratulate Nellie. And it's been an adventure. Thank you.
Thank you, Warren. Next, the fourth position we have this evening is the name of Stephanie Watts has been placed into nomination. Do we have any other nominations from the floor? And again, just because it's been a while, if you want to nominate somebody, please raise your hand so that you can be recognized. Do we have any other nominations from the floor? Are we showing any hands? Hold on, Jeff, you're out of order.
I'm too soon. Sorry.
Do we have any other nomination? Or I'm sorry, do we have any hands up?
No.
Nope.
Okay, so one final time, just to make it official before Jeff wants to speak again. Do we have any other nominations from the floor? Okay, Jeff, now you would be in order if you wanted to make a motion.
I move nominations be closed and Stephanie be elected by acclamation.
Second. Bob seconds.
Second. Oh, lots of us.
I heard a motion from Jeff and a bunch of seconds. So, you guys know how many years it has been that I've been waiting to call Jeff out of order. Sorry, I have to have a little fun here. Okay, so unless you want to vote no on this, raise your hand. Otherwise, if I don't hear of at least 10 hands going up in the next 30 seconds, we will declare Stephanie elected by acclamation.
Looking good.
Are we still missing that one?
We're still missing the one.
Good. Because I can't count that high.
I understand.
Three, two, one.
Yeah.
All right. Congratulations, Stephanie.
And she's up here with us.
This election over. Stephanie, would you like to say a few words?
Well, first of all, I'm just delighted. Thank you for all of you, and you know who you are, who encouraged me, who supported me, who nominated me, who you've been behind me. I'm rambling. I'm sorry. It's late. And thank you. I look forward to serving with all of the board, the current board, and Gabe, you're one of the people who I've had offline conversations with, and I appreciate all your time. Looking forward to just being a part of the board and making this a welcoming and forward-thinking organization, as you already are. And whatever part I can play to make that even more successful, I'm happy to do. So thank you so much. Thank you, Sarah, as well. And thank you, Regina, Jeff, my chapter, Vita, Frank. Thank you all. That's it. I'm rambling. Sorry.
Welcome, hey, Stephanie.
It's been a long evening, Stephanie. Rambling is allowed.
More to come. Happy hour.
Yes.
That's right. And Stephanie, you won't be able to vote till July 1st, but we will get you added to the board list soon.
Thank you. Going on mute.
So you can be part of the fun. All right. Now, director number 5, the name of Penny Valdovinos, or she shows up on my iPad screen, Penny the Fifth.
That's right.
Which I wonder if it's fitting then that she's the number, fifth one in director and nominee here. Anyway, Penny is the next person placed into nomination. Do we hear any other nominations from the floor? Going twice.
Andy?
Do we hear any other nominations from the floor?
Andy?
Andy.
Hey there. I would like to nominate Warren Cushman.
Do we know if Warren, after his speech, do we know if Warren is accepting another nomination?
There is Warren.
Warren, are you there with us?
Yeah, you're good. You're good, man.
Okay, I appreciate the support, but I'm going to decline. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Warren. I wanted to make sure to check with you. So, okay. So Warren has declined, so we'll ask. Or do we have any other hands up?
No.
Okay, so just to make it official, we'll ask one third and final time. Are there any other nominations from the floor? I will entertain a motion at this time if anybody is still awake.
I move that nominations be closed and Penny be elected by acclamation. Yeah.
Rob, yeah, second.
Even though Jeff finished speaking before,
the last person just got nominated.
Okay. Jeff, you're unmuted.
Jeff, you're sorry. Speaking unmutedly.
I think we're talking to our Delta Gamma Gal.
Okay.
You're going to be done.
So, we have a motion and a second to
Roger.
Close nomination. Roger.
Oh, no, they're not done.
We have a motion and a second to close nominations.
Roger has his hand up.
Okay.
Yes.
Roger. Well,
it was a mistake. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
It's a mistake.
He was waving high at us.
I think he was.
So since we have a motion and a second to close the nominations, at this time I'm going to ask that you only raise your hand if you wanted to object to that motion. We'll give it about 30 seconds to make sure. I'm not counting, so it's just a total guesstimate, but so far nobody has objected to my guessing at 30 seconds-ish. Do we have any hands going up, ladies?
No.
Nope.
Okay. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
yay.
And Penny the Fifth, I declare you elected by acclamation. Would you like to say a couple of words?
Penny,
congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Now. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I will put myself out there, Gabe. Give me some assignments. I'll be ready to go again this year. Thank you guys all for backing me. I really appreciate it. And I've enjoyed being on the last 2 years, learned a lot. And I'm raring to go. And I love Penny the Fifth. It started at ACB since I've been on all the community calls. So that's where it first came out. And I realized why.
Yeah, I wanted to say that I said it at a board meeting like a year ago. So
yeah, something. Yeah. And it's been fun. It's now it's a laugh. Now I'm always introduced as Penny the Fifth. So yeah.
Penny the Fifth. Yep. Penny the Fifth from Bakersfield.
Right. All right. Well, amazing. Congratulations,
thank you,
Penny.
Guys.
And as I think Sarah said earlier, be careful what you ask for.
Yes. So. Yes, because
all
you
right.
made me start thinking, and everyone here
right.
on this convention planning committee knows what happens when I start thinking.
When Sarah starts thinking, we duck.
Yes.
All right. Well, everybody, it is 9:22, and I declare elections closed. Congratulations to everyone this evening. And Lisa, I am in a different document, but I do believe that my instructions at this point are to turn it back over to you.
I think you're correct. So congratulations. Wow.
We got that recorded, right?
You got it.
Make a wind chime out of it, Gabe.
Congratulations.
I'm going to make a ringtone out of it, so whenever she calls, that's what it says.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, you guys. So congratulations to all of the winners. I just want to thank everyone. I want to remind you that right after this, we are having our hospitality call. You will call in on the pre-convention line, and tomorrow we'll start back at 9 a.m. But if you guys remember, in the middle of our session, Sarah said that we were going to have a surprise at the end. So I am ready to give us our special treat, which is a surprise provided by David Mandel.
This song of reunification had its first public hearings during the 1985 convention of the American Council of the Blind. The words and music are the inspired creation of Dr. Leonie Jenkins, slightly edited with the wholehearted consent of the author-composer by John DeFrancesco. It was written in celebration of the forthcoming merger or reunification of the American Council of the Blind of California and the California Council of the Blind, scheduled for November 8, at which time these two state affiliates of ACB will become one large state affiliate under the name of the California Council of the Blind. Most of the members of this choral group are members of one or the other of these two councils. And in November, we will be fellow members of the new CCB. The first 10 bars of this song are a kind of dialogue between the councils, logically culminating in the desired togetherness. This is the text of our song, the song we are about to sing. We have a load to carry. Your load looks like our load. We have a road to travel. Your road's going our way. We have a song to sing. We hear you singing. Sounds a lot like our song. We found that we can talk together. We found that we can walk together. Roads don't seem so rough together. Jobs don't seem so tough together. We found our tunes can blend together. We found old wounds can mend together. Now let's join our hands together. Now let's take our stands together. Now no longer you and we. Now we're one strong CCB.
Your load looks like our load.
We have a road to travel.
Your road's going our way.
We have a song to sing.
Sounds a lot like our song.
all for another great night of convention. Again, don't forget, hospitality call is right after this. In about 10 minutes. And use the pre-convention link that you were using throughout the month prior to our main event. So good night, all. Thank you, everyone, and congratulations to our winners.